current news, I'm John Scott. The Washington, D.C. mayor and police chief say they have decided to clear a pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University based on shifting information about increased threats to public safety. Police cleared the tent encampment. That's after dozens of protesters had left the site and marched to the university president's home. Meanwhile, Congress wants to hear how elementary schools are handling incidents of anti-Semitism.
Today's testimony before the House Education and Workforce Subcommittee will be the first time the focus is on how K through 12 schools handle incidents of anti-Semitism. Most recently, there was testimony from the president of Columbia University, where weeks of protests have spread beyond the campus to colleges across the country. Scheduled to testify today are representatives of New York City Public Schools and the Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland. Both school districts are subjects of education Department civil rights investigations into allegations of anti-Semitism. Donna Porter, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, a U.S. congressman warning red tape is preventing the U.S. from arming itself with the ammunition it needs for national defense. Bob Agnew reports.
Representative Mike Waltz of Florida says having Democrats in power means more regulations on mining.
We don't seem to be able to peel off the regulations as fast as they pile them on.
Meaning that of the 35 minerals deemed by the U.S. Interior Department to be essential for the U.S. economy,
22 were 100% foreign reliant out of the 35, and 14 we're 100% reliant on China, our greatest adversary.
Waltz tells the Salem radio network that includes minerals critical for the manufacture of ammunition. Bob Hagen reported.
The Dow is ahead 72 points, but the NASDAQ 61 points in the red. This is SRN News. Going to church is good for your health.
And not just your spiritual health. A new report from Harvard Public Health compiles numerous studies and concludes that people who attend worship regularly feel better. The report says weekly church attendance is associated with, quote, lower mortality risk, lower depression, less suicide, better cardiovascular disease survival, better health behaviors, and greater marital stability, as well as happiness and purpose in life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic strategists are hoping that young voters in Florida will turn out in November for the pot, but stay for Joe Biden. A ballot amendment would allow the legalization of all marijuana. About 6 in 10 Florida voters in the 2022 elections favored legalizing the recreational use of pot, and among voters under 45, it was 76%. This is SRN News. A new study finds all states are not created equal.
The new study from U.S. News and World Report lists the states from best to worst. The report ranks all 50 states based on factors including health care, education, public safety, infrastructure, state economy, natural environment, and opportunity. Utah topped the list, while Louisiana came in dead last. Florida ranked number one in both education and economy.
Correspondent Tisha Stevens. The mayor of Houston says the city's police chief has retired. A spokesperson for the city says Mayor James Whitmire has accepted the retirement of Police Chief Troy Fenner and appointed Assistant Chief Larry Satterwhite as acting chief. Scott Sabella, the former top executive at Las Vegas Strip casinos, will be facing a judge in Los Angeles and possible prison time after pleading guilty to violating federal anti-money laundering rules. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.